You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gretchen and I, we're into documentaries, and especially these crime documentaries. We found one called Heist, not to be confused with Money Heist, which is fiction. It's a, you know, a series. This is a documentary series about some of the biggest heists history and how the people either got away with it or didn't or whatever. And the first one is a two-parter on this. It's about a heist of a Loomis armored truck in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's cool.
And it happened in the early 90s, and I don't even have a memory of this. If it was in the news, I mean, but obviously it was in the news. It was national news, but I don't recall it. But it's interesting to watch the documentary about how they did it, and I won't spoil anything, but we watched that. Oh, one other quick thing, completely unrelated, but I thought you might appreciate this. You know, we were talking about my stepdaughter, and we're trying to impress upon her the whole idea of managing her money and not blowing her money because she's got her first full-time job or whatever at age 19. And Crunch told me something yesterday. She said that Zoe had been talking about some plans that her boyfriend had brought up that they would go do and they would split the cost for it. And Zoe apparently said something like, I figured out that I'd have to work 5 hours to pay for that, so I'm not going to do it. And for the first time, she's starting to frame things in her life.
Oh, my gosh. Over how long you have to work.
Yeah.
And really probably 6 hours. You say 5 hours? So probably six because taxes.
Exactly. She might not be taking taxes into account. So it just made me laugh. I was like, I love to see her finally. In other words, you know, as all teenagers, like, yeah, I'll go do that. So what if it costs, you know, $200?
Funny when
something.
That little light bulb goes off and you got to, you know, calculate how long you have to work to get something.
Yeah, she's it's like, funny. That would be, I'd have to sit at my job for 5 hours to do that. I don't want to do that.
Well, it kind of makes you smarter with your money, I guess.
Yes.
You know?
So.
That's cute.
Anyway. So hey, that happened yesterday.
Real quick, going back a step, I know you're a fan of this. I do want to give a shout out to Ted Lasso Season 2 starting this Friday as well.
Oh, is it this Friday?
I didn't know if you were aware of that or not. But yeah, I was just texting Nick Knack a bit ago, and I said, Ted Lasso Season 2 this Friday.
Yes.
So we're super excited about that. And then I'm a big cartoon nerd from the 80s, and the new He-Man cartoon series also starts on Friday. So I'm trying to decide how to get rid of my family for a couple hours so I can plunk down on the couch with a Slurpee and a pizza and watch cartoons, you know, because I'm a child. But I want to experience it, you know. This is a big reboot from the 80s for me, and I just want to be left alone. I want the room to myself. I want surround sound to 10, and I want to watch a cartoon. How sad
you know,
is that?
We were just doing a mind bender with a couple days ago about favorite childhood memories.
Yes, and this is one of them for me.
And the winning answer was watching cartoons.
And here I am, excited a cartoon.
I'm going to try to make you feel a little bit better.
Okay.
Is that I think it was day before yesterday, we were going to watch some show, but Gretch was busy doing some of her mushroom stuff. She was shooting some of her mushroom TikTok videos or whatever. So I had about 15 minutes that I needed to kill. So I sat down, and when I flipped through, I can't remember if it was Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever. One of the things that popped up was some new Tom and Jerry movie cartoon or
something.
Yes,
there's a new Tom and Jerry coming out or is out.
And I just want you to know, I didn't click on it, but it went through my mind for I probably spent about 30 seconds debating.
Should I?
Yeah, because when I was growing up, I loved Tom and Jerry cartoons. I'm like,
sure.
I'm a grown-ass man. Do I want to put on a Tom and Jerry
I guarantee you it's not going to be the same. And it's not going to be the same for me now watching He-Man cartoons.
Yeah, are they allowed to do anything violent? Like,
it looks pretty intense. Huh. Like, they have upped the fighting scenes and all that stuff in the cartoon. It looks pretty wild, but
I'm just wondering what they can get away with, you know, in this more sensitive age, you know, can, with even Tom and Jerry, maybe. I mean, can the cat, you know, slam a hammer on the mouse or not?
I don't know, man.
You know, in a He-Man, I mean, can
see, and I feel like things are way more violent and intense now. I mean, look at all the video games and stuff all these kids are playing.
Well,
so it's
true.
Like they've got to up the game in the cartoons That keeps their attention. So I don't know. All I know, Dom, is Friday I got to find a way to get rid of my family for a few hours.
Well, I'm excited about Ted Lasso. I knew it was coming back soon. I just didn't know the date, and I don't even remember what channel that's on. Or if
Apple.
It's
the Apple.
I don't know if we still have our.
I'm still on my free year, so
I don't know if we're still in our free year or not.
Oh no! It's the only show that I've ever watched that just makes me happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy when I'm done watching every episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in my top five of the last 5 years, probably.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about their favorite shows. Like, we loved Game of Thrones. We loved Breaking Bad. Obviously, if you go back a few years, but I'd put Ted Lasso in the top
five. It's
just
so charming. It's the only way I can describe it. Charming.
And I'm sure it's not for everybody.
No, it's not. But Jason Sudeikis is awesome. So got a little bit of a man crush on him. Gotta say.